Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast channel. I still remain your lovely host, Femi Scott. Thank you so much guys for always tuning in. Thank you for tuning into my last podcast. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your comments. I'm super grateful. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Podcasts by Femi for updates. Anytime we have new podcasts, we will post it there, and links will be kept also there, so you can come, you can just click on the link and come down here to listen to what we have for you. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. I do not take it for granted. It's all right. I hope you guys enjoyed the music I played. I know, yes, I've been jamming to that song, and I just want you guys to just listen. If you've not downloaded anything on the on Tenny's quarantine playlist, I'm advising that you go and download. So today we're going to be talking about happenings in Nigeria during this isolation period. There have been so many things happening right now, and it's just of concern to me, and I feel we should just discuss about it. Because I'm bringing a case scenario right now, and I would love you guys to send in your comments, send in what's happening in your area at the moment, send in how this isolation period has been, what you've been seeing, things you've been seeing, and we can all send our contributions to the Instagram account, which was earlier stated. So I have been noticing a lot of things during this lockdown on my street. Personally, is people still play football, people still hug each other, people still get as close as possible to each other. Today I saw some people on the road hugging, shaking hands, and even they were not even keeping the social distance that's been stated. They were just doing as they like, and I got to note today that some people even still believe that coronavirus pandemic is a lie. Some people believe it's a plot by the politicians, and I'm just shocked at the way people are taking this with levity. It's just very, very, very shocking. And even if we want to give it to them and give them the excuse that they are not learned, they are illiterates, of which a lot of them are not. Someone that I know that is very literate, that is a graduate of a university, held a party today, a mini party, in quotes, the way he wanted to, the way he said it was. And if I don't care, a mini party, a maxi party, whatever it could have been, holding a party at this point in time is wrong. It is very, very, very wrong. And this person is a learned person. It's an elderly person too. A lot of us are just taking this with levity, thinking that coronavirus will not get to me in Jesus' name. Is that the right thing to do at the moment? The government has laid strict rules against everything that we're supposed to do. They've given social distances we should keep. They've told us not to shake hands, told us not to hug each other. But a lot of us are still doing as we like. I just want us to ponder on these things and just look at what you have been doing, the things you have taken for granted, which you're not supposed to. So there are some cases I just want us to look at. I'm going to be reading them out to us, or just we'll just talk about it, and I'm expecting you guys to send in your comments, your advices, things you want us to things you want us to know and to be able to maybe just send out to the public in our own little space. So the first one is, I got this from Dr. Olufemilayo on Twitter. He's an influencer on Twitter and he's a doctor. So he said 3 weeks ago, a 38-year-old lady delivered a baby at Alimosho General Hospital. She developed womb infection 5 days ago and was transferred to Lasuth, Ikeja. Womb infection 3 days ago, she tested positive for coronavirus. That patient died that day. Over 2,000 people have been exposed in Alimosho alone. You can imagine. Doctors and nurses who came in contact with her had to self-isolate for a week and be tested if they become unwell or develop worrying symptoms. But the big worry here is that in the last 14 days, this woman has been to 2 major Lagos hospitals, one in Ikeja and one in Alimosho. From what I understand, according to him, I'm still reading out what he typed, more than 2,000 people in Alimosho are now being traced as possible exposure to the virus through this event. And he ended it by saying, so we really have a long way to go and Lagos has a lot of work to do. Please kindly stay at home. If you understand the scenario I just read out now, this woman must have been in contact with so many people. Funny thing is that some of these people will feel it's just malaria they have, or it's just common flu they have. Some of them may not even have resources to even come in contact with the NCDC to be tested. And really, a lot of us are still going out. A lot of us are still doing unnecessary shopping. A lot of us are still hugging. A lot of us are still shaking hands. A lot of us are still not keeping social distances. And we want this to end. If you look at USA, if you look at the UK, USA as a point of reference, you can see the number of people that are dying per day. It is alarming. We know that this must not happen in Nigeria, because once it begins, our healthcare system is not top notch. It's still growing. We do not have so many doctors, we do not have so many nurses, so we cannot afford to get to the stage that USA is at this moment. So why are we not keeping social distances? Why are we letting culture take the better part of us? I'm not saying culture should not take better part of us, but right now we can't afford to be greeting at every point in time, to be shaking hands, to hug. We can't. We need to keep our social distances. We need to wash our hands regularly. I don't know why a lot of us are finding it hard to just take to simple instructions. Please, I am begging us, let us listen to what the government is saying. Please. A lot of people are I heard a particular news this afternoon about South Korea that a lot of people are getting reinfected. Reinfection is possible then. So why do we want to take the risk of even having the infection in the first place? If you are not an essential worker, if you do not have something important to do outside, of which importance has to be very important, please do not leave your house. Stay indoors. Let's protect the healthcare workers. Let's not put everyone at risk because we want to be stubborn, because we want to do things that concern us. I was talking to a friend of mine this afternoon, and he told me that some people still went to church today. Some people still went to mosques today. Some people are still saying that they will go to church, they will go to mosque, and nothing will happen. Let's not have that mindset. Even the Bible says we should listen to our leaders, and our leaders have told us to stay at home. Let us stay at home. Let us isolate ourselves. I know it's boring. I know it's not easy. I know we want to meet our friends on the road. But please, let us sweat now so we can enjoy it at the end of the tunnel. Let's go on a short music break and we'll all be right back. So you're welcome back from that music break. And I just played MJ by Bad Boy Tims and Try Me by Tims, wonderful artists. So as we were saying, I'm not taking this too personal, even though I'm supposed to take it personal actually, but I just want us to understand that we need to educate each other. We need to educate these people that we talk to. I'm not saying you should go to the street and go and meet those people on the road. I'm not saying that, but in the little way that you can just educate people around you, please, let's try to help make them know that this thing is serious. This thing is quite serious. It's very serious. And let's just try to avoid being contaminated. Let's try to avoid community transmission as much as possible. Let's only go out when needed. Going to the church, going to the mosque right now is not a priority. Stay in your house is not priority. Stay in your house. Pray. Have a personal relationship with God in your house. For Muslims, pray in your house also. At this moment, we just need to curb. When there's life, there's hope. And right now, let's just try to preserve our life. The Lord has... let's try to preserve the life that we have right now and not just put it out there like it does not mean anything to us. There are a lot of people that love us. Our loved ones are there and they want the best for us. They're not ready to lose us. So please, please and please, no going out at this point in time. Washing your hands regularly, sanitizing your hands regularly, using nose masks when coming in contact, when in close contact with someone that is sick, or when you're going out and you will not be able to practice about 2 to 5 meters distance with someone. Please, please and please, let's be sensitive at this moment. Also, I would love us to talk on the family members of a coronavirus positive patient that failed to disclose the fact that their relative had just returned from abroad, and they kept a lot of patients and health workers at risk. And also the case of the professor at Unilorry that failed to present a patient with coronavirus to the necessary authorities and kept him and put a lot of health workers and patients at risk. Really, some schools of thought have said that they did it to help the patients, they did it to protect the patients. Different schools of thought, actually. And what I just want to edit, but my own point is just that it's just pure wickedness, actually. There is no way you can sugarcoat it. You do not do that to endanger others. If you want to help this person, the right thing to do is help the person get the best treatment, which is reporting to NCDC and letting those at the NCDC do their jobs. You cannot do their jobs for them. Also, lying is wrong. Lying is wrong. Doctors, nurses, scientists, physios, radiographers have families. And you don't expect them to come in contact with someone that's coronavirus positive and still return back to their houses without knowing what they are just come in contact with. So please and please and please, if you know anyone that is showing symptoms of coronavirus, please let us call the lines that have been given to us by NCDC. These people will return home. As we can see, there are about above 300 people that have been infected and about 70 people have been discharged, which means that there's a good recovery rate and they can stay at home after discharge. Even if the Prime Minister of UK was in the ICU no longer ago and he has returned home, of which everyone is happy. So please, 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 let's try to report to the right authorities and also help the family member understand that what they are going through is not the end of the world. That's if they are suspected to have coronavirus, they will come back home by God's grace. So let's just continue to educate people on what coronavirus is, the truth behind coronavirus and recovery and every phase of it. So finally, on today's podcast, I just want us to understand that we all have a role to play in curbing the spread of coronavirus. We need to educate each other. We need to give each other support, strengthen each other, help each other. If you have foodstuff you can use to help your neighbor, please do. If you can talk to your neighbor about what is happening, that your neighbor that is not literate, that your neighbor that still has the mentality that there is nothing there, nothing can happen to them. I need you to talk to them, speak to them, help them understand what is going on right now. And I trust that everything will be fine and we will all see the wonderful light at the end of the tunnel. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Podcast by Femi, and do not forget to send in your thoughts also on today's topic. And also we will be doing some episodes more on quarantine, self-isolation, and just the coronavirus chronicles, if we can call it that, or the quarantine chronicles. So make sure you stay safe, have fun, make yourself happy. No depression at this moment, just make yourself happy. Make yourself associate with family and friends at home, speak with people, watch movies, see movies. Most importantly is to stay safe. Have a wonderful day. See you later. Bye.